This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Iran is denying that it was. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the United States, meanwhile, joined other nations in blaming Tehran for that fatal crash.
Secretary of State official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. The world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterparts urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusions. We don't want to come to them right now.
Iran denies any missiles hit the plane. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the wife of the pilot of the doomed jetliner that crashed in Iran says she urged her husband not to fly that night. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
With escalating tensions in the region between the U.S. and Iran, widow Katerina Gapanenko tells Sky News she urged her husband to cancel his shift, but he said if he didn't fly the plane, who would? Ukraine's foreign minister says the pilots were on a proper course.
There was nothing to indicate that this flight endangered.
Across the globe, there's mourning for all 176 victims, more than 60 from Canada, including a dentist in Halifax whose husband spoke on CTV.
This tragedy was very, very hard for all passenger family.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.